Hi, gang. Bob Boving here to unleash the Mystery Project. The sight of a body lying by a dark country road is enough to unsettle any person. But when the body disappears and the police get nasty, then you can't blame a girl for getting upset and a little paranoid. The play is called Dead Drop by Max Marquis. It's in two parts, and this is the opener.
Did you hear anything?
Like what?
I don't know. A collision, something like that.
No, Jim.
Oh, you know, Hampstead Heath really is marvelous. We could be miles from town, right in the country, instead of, about 3 miles from Euston.
I think I'll have to move up to Hampstead one day.
A bit expensive.
It depends. Yes, I suppose you're right.
Unless we both...
There's no chance of that.
No.
Well, not for a while, anyway.
What's that? Look, there's someone lying by the roadside.
It's probably a drunk or a tramp. We don't want to...
Oh, we can't just leave him there.
Well, he'll be all right when he steps it off.
Harold, stop. We've got to go back and have a...
It's not up to us.
Harold!
I'll go. You stay in the car.
I'll come with you.
I'd rather you didn't.
He's very still. Harold, his eyes are open.
June, keep away. He's dead.
What? How?
I don't know. Heart attack, I suppose.
Isn't that blood on the road?
No, oil. It's these yellow lights, they make things look different. Well, come on, back to the car. He's dead now, come on.
But how'd you
come on?
My arm?
Then hurry up!
God.
I told you to stay here. I try to forget it. I'll give you a drink in a minute.
We've got to report
it. But we don't want to get involved.
But we have to.
Look, the pair of us out together at this time of night.
We've only been for a drink.
Probably get our names in the papers, policemen calling at us at work, inquest.
But we've got to do something.
Why?
Somebody might have killed him.
Oh, come on. Look, there's a phone box. I'll call the police anonymously and tell them what we saw. How's that?
Well,
what more can we tell them than what we saw?
All right, but I'll phone.
Well, if you like. But no names, though.
No.
Distribution?
Harold, it's me. I have to see you now.
I'm afraid we're rather busy at the moment. Can I call you back?
No, it's important.
Well, I'll see.
It can't wait.
Very well, I'll come along now. Where is it to be picked up, please?
I'll meet you at Westminster Underground Station. Say 10 minutes, 15 at the outside.
Now look, June, what's all this about? I had to spin a yarn to my chief about a file going
missing. Read that.
Have you got me out just to...
Read it.
Hampstead Police, answering a 999 call made late last night by an anonymous woman reporting a dead man by the roadside at the Heath. Found no trace of a body. A search was carried out and resumed at first light this morning without success. It was either a hoax or a drunk who got up and walked away, a local police spokesman said.
But there was a body there. They couldn't have missed it.
Wait a minute. Perhaps it was a drunk, after all. It could even have been...
You said yourself he was dead.
Look, keep the voice down. Look, we can't talk here. Let's go on to the bridge.
We've got to do something.
June, let's think for a moment. If it would have caused trouble to report it and give our names last night, how much more of a mess would it be now?
I don't see
Look, for
that.
Look, you're
pretty, but sometimes you're not very bright for your grade. Two civil servants out for a night's boozing at the Spaniards, followed by a bit of you-know-what in the bushes.
Well, he didn't.
Don't I know it?
Be serious.
I am. No, really, that's how it'll look.
But we...
Wait. Dear Sybil, if she suspects I might want a divorce, that I've got someone, well, that I love...
Darling.
Well, she'll hang on forever just to be a bitch.
I don't know. There was a dead man there.
I thought he was dead.
He was. What happened to him? We've got to report it. Give them full details.
Why? No, listen. What more can we tell them than we've told them already? What good would it do?
At least they'll know.
Will they? I'm not so sure. And let's face it, we did have a few drinks. I wouldn't have fancied my chances with the breathalyzer. I could have been wrong. It looks as if I was. Now, let's forget it, darling. It can't do any good. And it might do us, our chances, a lot of harm.
Mm.
But forget it. You won't go to the police.
All right.
Promise?
Promise.
I'm Inspector McAndrew, CID. The desk sergeant says you claim you saw a dead body in Windmill Lane last night.
That's right. I made the 999 call.
Yes, I've got the report. We didn't find any dead bodies.
There was one.
Then I wonder what happened to it.
I don't know, but he was dead.
Look, Miss Coney, you'd be surprised how many dead bodies on the heath we get reported. But when we get there, they're either drunk or just plain shagged out, if you see what I mean.
This one was dead. He was lying there with his eyes open.
Very well. Let's start from the beginning. What time was this?
11:15, 11:20.
Me on foot? Driving?
Driving. Towards town. I'd been to meet a friend for a drink at the Spaniards.
Were you alone?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Of course.
Well, you saw this body by the roadside.
Yes. Well, there was this man lying there, one arm sort of half under his head. His eyes were open. He was dead.
How did you know?
You could tell. So I drove onto a phone box and dialed 999.
But you didn't wait?
No.
Why?
I didn't want to get involved. Statements, inquest, all that.
But you are involved. You've come back all the way from SW15. Why?
I had to. I read in the paper about your not finding the body. I realized there was something wrong.
How long had he been dead?
I don't know.
Oh, was he warm, cold, stiff?
I didn't touch him.
Because you could see he was dead. You didn't need to feel for a pulse or anything.
No.
He had his arm half under his head.
Yes.
As though he was sleeping. Well?
He wasn't asleep.
Can you describe him?
Oh, it was all rather... You know, he was... What a... medium sort of man. Didn't look all that closely.
No. I don't suppose you did.
What's that supposed to mean, Inspector?
Just agreeing with you, miss. Well, thank you very much. You've been most helpful.
Come in.
Hello, Petra.
Good afternoon, Mr. Hart. Oh, Mr. Coleman won't be a moment. I like that suit.
Thank you. What have you been doing while I was away?
Oh, nothing. It's been very dull.
I'm ready, Petra.
Very good, Mr. Coleman. You can go in now.
On my hands and knees, or may I walk this time?
Oh, hello, Hart. That Cambridge business all finished now?
One dead, two arrested, and one recalled. Yes, I'd say it was finished. Fancy being sent to Cambridge to spy.
Here, have a look at this newspaper cutting, will you?
Hampstead police answering a 999 call. Dead man by the roadside found no trace of a body. A hoax or a drunk who walked away? Well?
You might go up there and find out if there's anything in it.
In this? You're joking.
Hmm?
No. No, of course not. Not you.
Good afternoon.
Do I make it official, or shall I go to Stores and draw a false bid?
Official, but don't be heavy-handed about it. Better take Bellamy with you.
Who was the copper up there?
The officer who dealt with the matter is Inspector MacAndrew.
Yes, I'm Inspector MacAndrew. What have we done to get your lot on our back?
I don't know, really. Somebody reported a dead body by the roadside last night, but when you got there...
You're not here about that.
Isn't it, Tarzan?
It was a drunk.
Ah, you found him.
No, it must have been.
Couldn't it have been a hoax?
No.
How do you know?
The informant came in and told us there was a body. Insisted.
But you didn't find it?
There wasn't any body.
And I wonder why she thought there was.
Hysterical, frustrated. How should I know?
Can I have her name and address?
Miss June Coney, 19 Elm Court, the Terrace, SW15.
What was she like?
25, medium height, pleasant features, dark hair.
Sensible? Well?
She seemed so.
Neither hysterical nor frustrated, then?
Not when she came here, but I'm not a psychiatrist.
And I wonder why she said there was a body.
There was no body. No body. We had a whole squad of men searching all round the area. We didn't even find a dead rabbit. She saw a tramp having a snooze.
Mm.
And if your department has time to waste on this sort of thing, we haven't. So if there's nothing else...
Just one more thing. Do you have a copy of your report with Miss Coney's statement in it?
Be my guest.
You've been most helpful.
There's nothing in it. Believe me.
I expect you're right.
You're going to drop it, then?
Not quite.
What, then?
Reconstruction of the crime. In a manner of speaking. Having a look at the place where Miss Coney thought she saw a body.
Now? But it's dark.
It was dark when she saw whatever she saw.
You people must have time to waste.
And if you could have one of your men call my driver from the canteen?
With pleasure. Sergeant Thomas, will you get the driver?
Take it easy, Bellamy. It was around here somewhere. She was supposed to have seen a body. 300 yards past the bend, near a broken-down public bench.
Yeah.
Yes, this'll be it.
Do you want me to come?
Might as well. Lock the car, though. It'd be too embarrassing.
What are we supposed to see in the dark?
Good question. Lie down, will you?
Sir?
There, by the roadside.
Well, I've got my good suit on.
I'm flattered. I'll lend you a brush. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the light's good enough. These sodium lamps aren't very lovely, but they're effective. She would have been able to see you properly. Why the devil did Coleman send me up here?
All right to get up now?
Hmm?
Oh, yes. See that? There's a light through the trees there.
Perhaps it's a lamppost on a pathway or something.
Oh, I don't think so. Let's have a look. And don't step on any courting couples.
Blimey!
Rabbit. Oh,
of course.
That's not a lamppost, but there's a road there, I think.
It's a house. Yeah, it's a light in a house.
Uh-huh. Big place, too. Funny. I didn't realize the road had bent so much. My sense of direction was all wrong. This must be... Yes, I thought I recognized it.
You know it?
Oh, yes, I know it. The most burglar-proof house in North London. It's got a front gate you couldn't drive a tank through and a big notice beside it. Soviet permanent cultural mission to the United Kingdom.
Fair.
The good old cultural KGB. KGB. So that's why Coleman sent me up here. I'll have two bets with you, Bellamy.
Hmm?
I bet there was a body, and I bet they know in there where it went. Good evening. Miss June Coney?
Yes?
My name is Hart, Ministry of Defense. Here's my authority.
I see.
May I come in, please?
Do I have a choice?
Thank you. Charming flat. I hope this isn't too terribly inconvenient.
That depends how long you take.
Yes, of course.
In here.
Miss Coney, you reported finding a body by the roadside at Hampstead Heath the other night.
Oh, not that.
There was a body. The police talked me out of it for a while, but there was a body.
Yes, I expect there was.
What?
I expect there was.
Well, would you like some coffee?
If it's no trouble.
It's already made.
You live here alone?
Yes.
Pleasant for you. Now, the reason I asked, well, if you'll forgive me, I do know that Admiralty clerks, even your grades, aren't all that well paid. And this is rather a splendid place.
Actually, I'm a controlled tenant.
Well, that sounds very self-possessed.
Pay a controlled rent. You know I work at the Admiralty, then?
You told Inspector McAndrew.
Oh.
Thank you. Mmm. I say, this is good coffee. Would you mind telling me about it?
What?
Oh, finding the body, I mean.
I told it all to the police. Oh, very well. I was coming home from the Spaniards along Windmill Lane when I...
How were you coming?
In my car. This is in my statement to the police.
Oh, that's pity. I should have asked to see it, I suppose. Still...
Well, I was driving along when I...
The Spaniards? Why did you go there?
I like it.
Long way, though, isn't it? Right the other side of London.
I like it.
Did you go on your own?
Yes.
Or come back with anyone?
No.
Did you arrange to meet anyone there?
No. Look, what's this got to do with finding a body?
I really can't imagine. Anyway, you went to the Spaniards on your own, met no one there, and came back on your own.
Yes.
Oh, of course, you didn't have much to drink.
Well, I wasn't drunk, if that's what you're suggesting.
Oh, well, certainly not. I just mean you wouldn't have many as you were driving.
Yes.
Now, the body.
Well, as I was driving along, I saw this man by the edge of the road. I pulled up and went back to him and...
Did you see anybody near the man?
No.
Were there any other cars about?
No.
Well, when you got out of the car, you must have looked in the mirror to see if there was anything coming up behind you.
No, I was on the... bit wound up. I didn't look, but no car did go past me, fortunately.
No cars about, no people. Well, it must have been rather creepy.
Yes.
That was courageous of you, I must say.
I didn't think.
How was he exactly?
Who?
The man by the roadside.
Oh. He was lying slightly on his side with his head on his arm, almost as if he were asleep, but he wasn't.
You're quite sure?
His eyes were open.
I see. Could you describe him, do you think?
I'm sorry. He was very ordinary.
When you saw him, what did you say?
My God, he's dead, or something like that.
To yourself, of course.
Of course.
Then you telephoned the police from the next call box without giving your name and address.
I didn't want to be involved.
But you went back to the police afterwards.
I changed my mind.
I see.
Is that all?
No. Just one more thing. Who was with you?
I told Please, you,
Miss Coney. An attractive young woman doesn't drive halfway across London on her own, drink on her own, drive back on her own. You weren't sitting in the driving seat of whoever's car it was. You didn't go back and look at the body on your own. And when you saw it, you spoke to someone. Well?
You're quite wrong.
They're bound to remember you at the Spaniards. What is it? You having an affair with another woman?
Certainly not. That's a...
Ah, so it's a married man. Look, I just want to talk to him. His wife won't be involved.
They're separated. If she knew about me, well, not me exactly, but that Harold has a girlfriend.
I understand.
Harold said, if we both gave our names to the police and the story got out, you know what people would say, two civil servants out for a night's boozing and a bit of slap and tickle in the edges.
So your friend is a civil servant too. That'll make it easier to call on him at his work. Is he at the Admiralty?
Yes. Harold Robson. He's in distribution at Thorley House.
Thank you. Oh, and thank you for the coffee.
Mr. Hart?
Yes?
Why are you making inquiries? Well, the police, I could understand, but DI, no, whatever it is...
Oh, it's routine when it's a Ministry of Defence employer that's involved.
Oh, yes, of course. The body, what do you think happened to it?
But if you must know, I think it got up and walked away.
But you said
that,
you...
That was a slight abridgment of the truth. I really mean, I expect there was something that looked like a body. Very like a body.
I see.
I'm sorry. You know, it's one of the unfortunate facts of life that the people who answer questions have to tell the truth, but not those who ask them. Now, I'm one of the askers.
Good night, Mr. Hart.
Good night, Miss Coney. Mr. Robson. My name is Hart. I expect Miss Kearney has told you about me.
No.
Really? Well, I'm from the Ministry of Defense. Get me here.
I see.
Is it all right to talk here?
Well, if you'd like to come into my office.
Well, the government aren't any more generous with space than they are with money, are they?
Well, it's the size of office appropriate to my grade, I suppose.
What do you do here, Mr. Robson?
Well, I record the movement of all the files and manuals and books, things like that. I make sure they get to the people who ask for them, that they're signed for, and that they go back to their appropriate section.
Uh-huh. I've seen Miss Coney. She told me all about your finding that man at Hampstead Heath the other night.
Oh. She said she wouldn't tell anyone.
Obviously, she had second thoughts. It was the right thing to do. I'm afraid I have questions to put to you.
And June explained about us and my wife.
Yes.
Well, I suppose you must think it was selfish, but... Well, he was dead. At least I thought he was. Didn't really look all that carefully. There was nothing we could do. To tell you the truth, at the time, I didn't even want to phone the police.
But someone might have killed him and left him there.
Or killed him at the roadside.
And what happened to the body?
Well, I must have been wrong. He looked dead, but...
Well, thank you, Mr. Robson.
But, Mr. Hart, there's no need for anyone else to know about this. I mean... Well, if my wife thought I had a girlfriend... It's not that I mean anything to her. I expect she'll divorce me sooner or later. But if she thinks I want my freedom because I've got someone, she'll hang on just to spite me.
I understand.
Do you, Mr. Hart? I doubt it. People don't know what it's like if they haven't lived it. It eats away at you. So if you do find someone worthwhile, like June, you'll do anything to hang on to them. Almost anything.
Well, I don't see any point in making this public. Any of it.
Thanks. Thanks very much.
Hello, Petra.
Hello, Mr. Hart. Mr. Coleman's expecting you.
You look blooming.
It is spring.
For you, maybe. It comes a little late for me. Later every year.
I can wait.
Tut, tut. Well, now.
If Hart's there, send him in, Petra.
Yes, Mr. Coleman. Story of my life.
I'd love to hear it. Soon.
Well?
Do you mind if I sit down first? I saw the woman who found the body, June Coney. She'd been out drinking with her boyfriend, Harold Robson. They both work in the Admiralty. She's a typist. He's one step above a messenger. He's married, so they didn't want to get mixed up in anything.
Oh, God, these people with messy private lives.
Was there a body? You know damn well there was. That's why you sent me. And you know damn well where it went. Into the house on the hill. The K. Gay Bay branch office.
What did you tell Miss Coney and Robson?
Well, I told them they were mistaken. It must have been a drunk who got up and staggered away.
And?
Well, she didn't believe me, but she will eventually. And he doesn't care one way or the other.
I suppose he just wants to stay out of trouble.
Who doesn't? You still keep sherry in that cupboard?
Yes.
Thank you. Well, what's it all about?
There was a new arrival at the cultural mission last night. Sergei Penkovsky. You know him, of course.
Oh, yes. General Penkovsky of the KGB. One of the old-time survivors. He's about as cuddly as an Epstein statue and as cultural as a kick in the crutch.
I do wish you'd leave your vulgarities at the door.
We're like shoes at a mosque.
I've been getting information out of the cultural mission.
Just as I suppose they've been getting it in.
Undoubtedly. Yes, I had a man inside.
Had?
I fancy he was the disappearing body at the roadside. Some time ago, my man reported he thought he was under suspicion, and he asked for the message passing system to be changed.
So you did?
I didn't. It would have been too complicated. I told him to be careful.
I'm sure he was grateful for the advice.
No messages came out for a while. Now they've started coming out again. In the correct code.
Well, then he's all right.
The correct code, except for one thing. The security check is missing.
Well, what about the quality of the information?
It seems good, but it'll take a long time to verify. Now, as I see it, the probability is that they've killed my man, found his code book and list of drops, and decided to feed us misleading information. But I can't be sure.
Oh, it's really most vexing.
If they have killed your man, he probably thought it was rather more than vexing.
To return to my hypothesis that the Russians have killed my man and are using his code book, I want you to set up photo surveillance of all the drops. When the next drop is made, I intend to know who made it.
It sounds so simple.
But the opposition mustn't have a scintilla of a suspicion.
How many drops was your man using?
Here's the list.
Oh, God. By the way, am I supposed to recognize anyone in these photographs?
No, I am. What sort of people do you have working on this business, Hart? Failed beach photographers with box brownies? Look at these pictures.
I think some of them are rather good. Particularly the one with the girl in the prominent jumper in the background.
I'm in no mood for your juvenile flippancies this morning.
Sorry.
Three drops made, and not a single decent picture of our man.
I don't think that's the photographer's fault. They are good men. The subject was being very careful. He's a professional.
Yes. Which possibly means, perhaps even probably means, it's a Russian plant using one of their men.
And what about the messages they've dropped?
As before. In the correct code, but without the security check.
Yes. Sounds very much as if your man has been clobbered. He was the body by the roadside. But you still want a photograph of the man they're using to make the plants.
Of course. You know, it may be a new man we don't know yet. But if your people on photo surveillance can't do any better, we never shall. Is there something else?
A loose end. Robson. Harold Robson, the man who saw the body.
Yes.
Well, I checked his personal file. He was divorced 5 years ago.
Been listening to the first half of Dead Drop by Max Marquis. In the cast, you heard Patricia Gallimore, Nigel Anthony, and Douglas Blackwell. The program was produced in London at the BBC. The executive producer of the Mystery Project is Bill Howell. Our coordinating producer is Barry Morgan. I'm Bob Boving, thanking you for listening and inviting your comments. See you next week.